We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What up? What up? What up?
Hey, hey.
How long have we been doing this again?
Amateurs.
Red light.
And then we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself.
Shout out to the Sister of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What did you say?
Is that right?
The sister of Brotherly Love?
City of Brother. Is that even the city?
That makes no sense.
That's the name. City of Brotherly Love. The other thing sounds weird.
How long have we been doing this? How long?
Amateur.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the sister and the brother of City.
That came out so much worse than I intended it to.
How did Donnie and Marie get drug into this?
Shout out.
They were from Utah.
Shout out to Philadelphia.
Home of Rocky. Rocky!
Fresh Prince.
Is that even the city of brotherly love? I think it is.
It is the
city. Okay, all right, good.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about car shows and supporting your local car show. And you know, in the last hour, we were talking about finding the new guy.
Yep.
But I think you need to understand, you know, we're talking about how winning's not everything. But this is what you got to do. First, we got to get Kobe's cough looked at because that sounds bad. Second, what you need to do is, I really think, especially at these small shows, that these new guys need incentive. And I will tell you, I'll be the first to admit, if I'm calling a show and I've got anything remotely to do with the judging, every new guy's going to win something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, keep them coming back.
Definitely. Yep.
Exactly. You bait them. You keep them coming back. Mm. And that's the thing. I mean, there's nothing like coming home with an award. You know, you take a picture on social media with it, and then it collects dust like everything else. But,
yep.
And you can take that and a dollar and a quarter and get a cup of coffee with it.
Yep.
But it makes them feel special. And that's another thing. Because once you do that, you've drug them over to the dark side.
Exactly. That's what gets you hooked.
So is that why we won our first award whenever we met you?
No comment.
Yeah, buddy.
But it's what I'm saying, though.
No, I totally get it.
It is. It does help. And that's the thing I love. And I love it like when like the new guys bring their kids and they all get into it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. And you see them progress in the hobby. You know, make their car better or get a different car. I love that.
Yeah.
I love talking to people about that. And I love bringing new people into the hobby. That's the reason, like, your neighbor. You bring your neighbor. You know, mm-hmm. Bring your brother. Bring your friend. Bring your friend's wife. Whatever.
Bring your sister or your brother of the love.
Why in Philadelphia?
My favorite thing is, like, being at the car shows, seeing families together. You know, the either the husband or the wife, or even just the husband with the kids there, they're cleaning on a car, they're wiping on the car, they're enjoying it, all that. The family time together is really, really good.
Well, that's the thing. It's a family-friendly hobby.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's something that the whole family can do. It's a non-contact sport most of the time. You know, it's something that, you know, no matter if you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old, you can get into it.
I'm glad you said that. My favorite thing is to see the young guy walking around with the old either dad or grandpa or something like that on his arm, helping him walk around and check these cars out.
Yes.
Because you know that's cool. You're making memories now.
Yeah, you're making memories, but you're also bringing his memories back of when these cars rolled off the showroom.
Exactly.
And, I mean, just think about stories. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, none of us are promised another day.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, I mean, these kind of moments. You know, in this world today, as everything's pick up your phone, it's so hectic, whatnot, I was actually looking for my phone when I said that. I feel horrible. But you know what I'm saying. And it's so hectic. And, you know, everything's push button. And, you know, we don't talk anymore. We text back and forth. And that's the thing. Just to stop and enjoy the car show.
Yeah. Fresh air, cars, sun. I mean, it's...
Preferably sun.
Yeah, preferably sun. But, I mean, that's exactly where it's at, dude. I mean, like you said, the memories and... Just
it's like when you bring your boys to the car show.
Man, ain't nothing better.
Just thinking they're going to be wheeling your old butt around.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to be careful, though, not to get your hair caught in the wheels of the wheelchair.
Well, yeah. Yeah. All three of them by that time. But, three hairs, not kids.
I was about to say, what? Can you tell me something?
I don't know if you're doing the math.
I'm locked down like a vault.
Things we learn.
Now, I'm going to say this. Don't forget, too, that women do love cars.
They do.
And women are there for a reason. So don't just talk to the husband when you walk up and meet somebody. Talk to both of them.
Of course, introduce yourself. I mean, that's kind of common sense. I mean, you know.
You'd be surprised how much it happens that people will come up and talk to Smitty, won't talk to me at all. They ignore me the entire time. And you can ask Smitty. I've always had an issue with that.
I talked to you before I talked to Smitty for
the
first time.
Yeah, you did. And that's why we're still friends and we still love each other.
That's because you're Rob Pitts.
I was about to say, that's kind of not surprising, Rob.
You know. I'm not all bad, okay? I mean, I admit I've got some not good things, but it's not all bad.
You like to include the ladies.
Rob looked at me and he said, "That's my sister."
I'm like, "What's up, girl?" Hey, girl, what you doing?
I remember at Motorfest last time. There was a husband and wife that had a Chevy truck and I want to say like a '53 Chevy automobile. And one was his and one was hers. And she made it very clear that the truck was hers. And it was cool. They were nice people. It was when I was judging. So.
Well, that's a cool thing, too. Husband and wife team.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something that, you know, I've got a funny story on husband and wife things. I've been married before. I think we've all joked about that one several times. I've actually been married twice. And both times, the future Miss Pitts didn't work out. But... That being said, you know, car showing is one of those sports to where it's like relationship friendly. Because it's competitive, but it's not so competitive that, you know, you could die.
Yeah.
So true.
Like when I went to get my concealed weapons permit and there was a husband and wife team there and they were getting their CWPs together. And the first thing I did, you know me, I'm going to joke around. I leaned over and told the guy, I said, listen, if there's one thing in the world I want to be better than my wife at, that's shooting a gun.
That's true.
I mean, buddy, you might have just signed your own death warrant. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that out there to you. Just saying. She throws a frying pan, you can shoot back. You got an angle there. If she's shooting back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Better hold that frying pan very strategically.
Ting, ting, ting.
You missed.
But I think that's another good thing. I think it's a great thing for families. I like seeing the kids being brought into it. I was brought up in car shows, and look how good I turned out, you know? I mean, come on. Well, maybe that's not the best example, but you know what I'm saying. But, like, seriously, like, I remember my very first car show. I was, you know, 13 years old, and I love it. And, I mean... The place where they had the car show is not even there anymore.
Yeah.
It's actually was at Cherrydale, which is a big shopping center here in Greenville. And before it was a plant.
It was an Umbro factory. Umbro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the name of it before that. What was it?
I can't remember.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I forgot about the Umbro factory.
Yeah, but.
But yeah, y'all are right. That's exactly what it was.
And it was so. I remember what it was before the Umbro factory.
It's probably a textile plant. It was.
Yeah, I mean, they did that same kind of thing, but it had another name. But they had this car show at the plant, and it was like a little small open car show.
That's crazy. I didn't know they did that.
And like, I remember having the car show there, and my grandfather was there with his with the car he just purchased. We bought it the weekend before out of Knoxville, Tennessee, a 1940 Chevrolet 2-door sedan, and there was a 36 Plymouth street rod beside us. Like, I remember the yellow car. And the thing that's crazy is that car's still floating around Greenville today. It's got different owners, but it looks exactly the same, which is crazy. But and you know, you remember those things. It just sticks with you. Every time I ride past Jared, I'll think about that. I tell you what else I think about is these commercial breaks. Because they come up all the time.
Gotta pay the bills.
Every time, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more hot rods and happy hour headed your way.
right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Happy, happy, hot rodding couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hello, y'all.
What's up, y'all?
Sup, y'all.
Sup, y'all.
It's kind of like it's like Snoop Dogg and Hee Haw. And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Naperville, Illinois? I'm going to be freely honest here. I've never heard of these places, and I don't know why most of them are on this list, but apparently St. Patrick's Day is a big thing at the most of these places. Naperville, Illinois, what's up?
Thanks for revealing the magic. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Who likes to go by the name Elvis?
That's right.
The King.
The King. Blue suede shoes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
Old PB&B.
You're getting Josh aroused over here. Stop.
Right.
Anyway, you start talking about Nanner sandwiches, he starts getting all happy on me. But we're talking about car shows. That makes me happy.
That makes me very happy.
I love it. Now, so what was you saying you want to touch on?
Man.
You got to watch how you word that, because when you first said it, I could have turned that one on you.
Yeah. You really could have, and I appreciate it.
I think
it.
R. Kelly's in trouble for that right now.
Hell.
He's in trouble.
I don't think that's what he's in trouble for.
Well, that's not what I was meaning either.
R. Kelly said, too.
God, I want to quote that interview so bad.
Car show is very family oriented, and there's nothing better than bringing your family and your kids and all of that mess. But there's one thing that bothers me more than people putting trophies on their cars at a car show.
Oh.
And that's kids putting their hands on the cars.
Oh, yeah.
And parents not doing anything about
that's
it.
That's bad parenting.
Oh, boy. And y'all realize I can't hit kids, but the mamas
says
and,
who?
But the mamas and daddies is 18 and older.
Well, that was a threat. That was like a
promise.
That was not a veiled threat. That
don't
was a very
touch
big threat.
Other people's cars. Mm-hmm. Don't let your kids touch other people's cars.
Exactly. You might get killed over.
Don't
it.
Open the door and let them sit in it.
Exactly.
I've got a funny story to this. I was at a car show, and. I'm not going to say where the car show was because it'll easily identify it. But there was a guy came up. I was in my 72 GMC pickup, and a guy leaned against my truck.
Oh.
Mm. And I mean, it's easy enough to do. You know what I'm saying? And my truck's jet black and straight as an arrow. And I mean, it's a nice truck. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not something you would lean against. And he just plopped over the side of it. Well, he had his girlfriend with him. I mean, his girlfriend, I knew her. You know, probably a little better. He likes to admit, but I know her. So I just put my arm around her, pulled her over right there, and he kind of looked at me. I'm like, well, he leaned against my truck. You know, I'm just saying.
But I mean, you
say want to handle my ride, I'll handle yours.
You say it's easy enough to do, but it's not, dude, because we're not at the Home Depot.
No.
You know, we're not at the Ace
Does your
hardware.
Backbone not work?
Exactly. I mean,
where's your bag chair, son? Sit down.
Those studs on your pants, man, and rings and watches. I mean,
belts.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
It just don't touch other people's property. I mean, it's the same philosophy that goes with everything else. If it's not yours, don't touch it.
I agree. 100%.
The one I hate is people are like, oh, this paint is so slick, and they rub their hand.
Ugh.
And know when they got rings on, or even if there's some dust there, now you got scratches. I get
marks.
That all the time, and that just...
Don't touch other people's stuff.
Nope.
Then, you see with your eyes, not your hands.
Exactly.
Unless you're blind.
Yeah, and then you get a pass.
You get a pass on that.
Then you're probably not going to be at a car show.
Just saying.
Well, there are exceptions to that, of course, but also the people that are the exception to those, no, don't touch other people's stuff without permission. And, I mean, I know there's a blind gentleman that does go to a lot of these shows, and he's very respectful. And he has asked me before, like, can I feel your car? Yeah, absolutely you can. You asked my permission. And
he's like, And this thing is ugly.
Yeah, well, this is a very good paint job you got here.
Is that a Marauder?
No, it was when I had the Z. And like you could see it in his face. Like all I think is like, oh, this thing's not that nice.
I can feel it doesn't run.
This car is going to break down later.
I'm just saying.
Damn. Why is it up so high? Is it on a rollback?
He's like this. He's like, I know you hear what I'm saying, but can you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. But yeah, that is a big pet peeve. You know, you don't touch other people's cars. And you know, that's like the first of car show etiquette. Like, you don't do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to be told that.
You shouldn't have to be. And I'll tell you something else. And Kobe touched on this one earlier. But, you know, talking trash about somebody's car, you know what? When you're in the privacy of your buddy somewhere else is one thing. Don't be standing in front of somebody's car talking trash.
Exactly.
You know,
that's the first way to, you know, if they are new, they're like, I'm not.
That's going to turn them off.
Yeah, I'm not coming around. I'm not going back to car shows. I'm not going back to doing anything.
Unless it's the professor's car. You can talk trash about it.
Yeah, my cars are pretty much fair game.
Yeah, I mean, that's a gimme.
Do you remember the lady at the Hot Rods and Happy Hour Cruise-In? Over on Waterfred.
No, that was TGI Friday's car show.
No, I'm not talking about that lady. I'm talking about differently. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Oh, now I'm just...
That was my buddy.
I don't even want to think about this anymore. You're talking about a lady that works at a certain outdoor shop on Waterfred?
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't like my car at all, and she was very vocal about it.
Extremely. But now the ones at the Hot Rods and Happy Hour Cruise-In.
That was a lady. She was just walking around. She had two little kids, and she was just walking around talking trash about every single car there. And, you know, I'm pretty meek usually at the car shows, but this is just getting on my nerves. So I was with Corey Wheeler, and I was walking up behind her. I was like, hey, what are you driving? And she's like, I've got a 98 Ford Expedition. I was like, you're talking trash about a 2014 Camaro SS right now, and you're driving a 98 Ford Expedition. That's fine to drive a 98 Ford Expedition, but don't be walking around teaching your kids this too.
That's the thing. You're breeding bad habits when you do that. And it's all about respect.
Corey freaked out. He's like, man, I never thought I'd see you lose it.
Well, it'll take much to freak little Wheeler out. But you know what I'm saying. I took a stuffed animal from him and started crying. But we love you, Corey. Grow up. Anyway, it's number 26. Time to let it go. So, kind of like Josh with his ponytail.
Easy.
But anyway.
I promise you, I didn't bribe him to say any of this, but I'm loving every minute of it.
I gotta take it. As much junk as I talk, I gotta take something.
It is. And that's how guys talk. I mean, that's how we... If I'm not picking on you, something's wrong.
Exactly. If I ain't picking on you, I don't like you.
And this family in here, you ought to hear during the week.
We've got really thick skin.
Well, I'm gonna say something about Smitty right now. I'm sitting beside him, and his hands smell like dead sausage right now. I don't know.
And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
He needs to go to the bathroom and wash them hands.
I think he does. Definitely needs to wash them hands. And now he's sniffing his hands, which makes him funny. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to all our homies up in Dayton, Ohio? Apparently also a big St. Paddy's Day place.
Woot, woot. And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, we're talking about car shows and the things that, you know, supporting local car shows and some car show etiquette. We're just having fun with it. And it's, what's another pet peeve? What's something that everybody at a car show should do, you think?
Make sure your carpet's clean.
Besides respect,
make sure your tires are clean.
I got one for you. Support the businesses that are there.
There you go.
Eat.
Buy food. Yeah. Buy shirts. That's where that money's going.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if they got vendors, man. Don't walk across straight to McDonald's.
Exactly.
Tip your DJ.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Always tip your DJ.
Come by the trailer and bring them trinkets.
Gee, exactly. Treats and money. Barbecue plates and money.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs for the professor.
Hot dogs and beer.
hint for the mountains. Extra, there at Pitts.
Yeah. Extra points in judging.
I will drink beer with you.
The professor will be walking around with a clipboard and a beer in his hand. You know what's up.
That's typically how I judge shows.
Yeah. That's how he rolls. So, I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one, though, supporting.
Yeah.
The businesses are there. And you also got to think about, too, they sell vendor spots.
Yeah.
And these vendors, if they don't get anything out of it, they don't come back. So you got to look out for them.
That's so true.
And those spots ain't cheap a lot of times.
No, they're not. You know, and this is the vendor trying to help the local car show, because this money's going to the cause or help funding the show that raises money for the cause.
Yeah, and that vendor's got to pay to be there. A lot of people don't understand that.
Exactly. So, you know, when they're giving you a handout, just take it. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's no sense of being rude about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? If they hand you a koozie or they hand you a card, you take it. Do you know how many times I've been handing out a koozie or something and somebody didn't want to take it? No. You don't do that to me. I will chase you down and stuff it down your shirt. I will make you
ladies.
Take it. Well, that, I mean, hey, girls. Take two.
Take two.
But you know what I'm saying. You know, that's part of it. You know, supporting local vendors. And I'll tell you something else, too, though, is, you know, you got different car clubs and things like that. That's another good way to get into events.
Yeah.
You know, because these guys, you know, they obviously just go to shows and then they have little socials and go out to dinner and stuff like that. Like local Mopar Club here, they go out to eat all the time. It's like a foodie group more than a Mopar group. but you know, of course they could be eating because they're depressed because they own Mopars.
That's how the F&R group is. I see them posting that.
Well, that's kind of the Friday Night Riders. That's kind of what they do. It's like the Friday Night Eats.
But they eat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday everywhere just about. It's like every time I see something posted, it's we're meeting here to eat. And I'm like, wow.
It's the fellowship.
Yeah, it is.
And the food.
They love chicken wings.
You got to fuel the machine.
I do love the fellowship part of it.
I do love the fellowship part of it. I mean, I've met some of the best people in my life at car shows. Nobody here, but at other car shows.
Wow.
Dang.
None of y'all, but you know what I'm saying. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I like Kobe pretty good. And it's like...
I love you too, Rob.
I can... until he said that.
Listen to that little bromance y'all got.
Oh, Lord. Well, I try to hit on Josh, but he won't. It's like you know what I mean. Like he's sending me mixed signals over there. You know?
Hey, I told you what to do last night. We can't talk about that on the radio.
Oh my God!
He twirls his ponytail, and I think he's flirting. I don't think he's flirting.
Rob's just mad because I'm after the best hair of the group here.
Hey,
just because you got the most don't necessarily mean it's the best. Okay, just throwing that out there.
Still fine.
I so want to sing it. I want to sing Crystal Gale so bad right now. It's like I'm fighting it.
Well, I mean, it's okay because I wouldn't even know who it was.
Blue. What?
Huh? I wouldn't even know who she was.
So yeah, you don't know who Crystal Gale is?
Wow. Don't turn my brown eyes blue eyes brown.
Professor,
like
you know
that.
Crystal Gale.
Heck yeah.
He used to date her.
I would wish.
I got a t-shirt with her on it.
The cat ruined my Crystal Gale t-shirt.
My good Crystal Gale t-shirt.
I'm going to download it on the computer and play it at Pitts.
Yeah, I have no clue, dude.
We may have to break out some Crystal Gale.
Lost.
In Tennessee, it'll work.
I'm gonna do the Google and show you what she looks like, and you'll remember.
Between that,
you said
and
Crystal
Parker.
Gale earlier. I laughed like I knew what she was talking about. We rolled on.
I cannot believe you don't know, because you're kind of old school and you don't know who Crystal Gale is.
Wow.
Man, I'm old school metal, though.
You know who Motorhead is?
Yes.
All right.
But he doesn't know who Crystal Gale is.
That was Crystal.
Motorhead over Crystal Gale.
Hey, she got pretty hair.
That's the whole point of what we're talking about.
Just like
how long
you, Smitty.
It is, Goofy.
And I mean, hey, I guess I'll take it as a compliment.
I guess so.
Hers is that nasty long, though, man. That's just, ugh.
Where you think yours is getting, doll?
Exactly.
Mine's just barely break the collar here, or the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. No. Your shoulders ain't up that high. You kind of got a long neck on you, too. I'm telling you. I'm just saying. You, old giraffe neck. I mean, like, it's just barely touching my shoulders.
Nah.
That's mid-back.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Ain't nothing wrong with my hair.
There's a lot of girls love to have hair that long. I'm just throwing that out there to you. But, you know, speaking of good car show etiquette, you know, be sure to be groomed. You know what I'm saying? Get a haircut every once in a while.
act like
a civilized human being. You know what I mean?
Really?
And this is what happens when you don't tip.
I think you broke Bree.
This is what happens when you don't tip your barber.
You all right?
They don't do but half the job, apparently. They just trim the front and not the back.
I think she was having to sneeze.
Yeah, I had to sneeze. I didn't want to do it in the microphone. Sorry. Go on, make fun of Smitty. We're good.
Thank you. We're done. I about beat that to death.
What's killing me, though, dude, is these kids nowadays are growing up or coming up.
These kids nowadays.
And they'll look at me and they'll be like, why you got a mullet? I'm like, that's not a mullet.
It's a ponytail.
Get it right.
it's a ponytail like
it's
mom's got.
It's a sassy ponytail.
It's sassy.
Call him Scotty.
That's old sassy Scotty in the studio. That'd be a good nickname for him.
Yeah. Crystal Gale must have great posture.
What is that?
You know it's heavy.
Are you Googling Crystal Gale?
She's got 25 pounds of hair pulling her head back.
And she was not a big woman. I mean, she was tiny.
Look at that.
Yeah.
She's got long hair. I'll give her that.
It's down to her feet.
It's so heavy.
Well, she's not but like 4'11".
Oh, that's a lot of hair. That's long hair.
It's like 3 inches longer than Josh's right now.
Well, Josh is like 5'11".
Josh is 6 foot, thank you.
Sorry. I was close.
I'm 5'12".
And a half.
And a quarter.
So anyway, back to the car show topic.
Yes.
You know, that's the big thing, though, is supporting your local car show. And I think that's the thing. You know, we laugh and we cut up and we make fun of Josh because we mean it. But the whole premise of this is to remind you, though, of these car shows. Yep. And remind you the cause and what it's helping. That's the name of the game. It's helping these causes. Like I said, you know, the thing is that $20 that you spent to go to this car show is going to go a lot further than you could probably do with that $20 anywhere else.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
and you're going to have a great time in the process.
And like we were talking about earlier, when you see a post on social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it might be, whenever you see a post where it's hosting a car show, don't put bad comments on there. Share it. Get it out there. If it ain't your cup of tea, let it go and still share it. I mean...
Exactly. And that's another thing on social media. Don't...
Badger
don't be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Get
don't
it out
Don't be
there.
That guy. But if you were putting on an event, would you want somebody to do that for you? No.
I see it all the time. People are like, oh, that's for blah, 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 or, you know, people bad-mouthing it. No, just if you don't want to go, don't say nothing about it, but share it and pass it along. One of your friends might want to go.
Exactly. Or if you don't have no friends, because you're
yes.
a word I can't say on radio.
A Richard.
Then just share it to a random stranger.
But, you know, social media is a great place to advertise all your car shows. And you'd look up all kinds of really good car shows on
social
media.
That's a great place to look. I mean, you're on your social media, on the Facebooks.
I mean, if it wasn't for car shows and stuff like that, I wouldn't be on Facebook anymore.
I'll be honest with you. That's kind of my thing.
That's it. I mean, just to keep up with my car people and car shows.
Yeah.
That's it.
And them hair pages you own.
No, I'm not on hair pages.
Got to be glued.
Hey, that's Rob's page.
That's kind of my thing.
Man.
I'm all natural.
Just say.
And I'm stuck between y'all right now.
I love it. I tell you what I don't love is these commercial breaks. Every time. I tell you what, guys. I've got a great car show story for you that I want to share. One that's near and dear to my heart. Puts joy in the old heart. I want you guys to stay tuned for that. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, as always in the studio, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the Big Apple, New York, New York.
Woot, woot. And, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right. So I told you I got a cool car show story for you, kids. I got a good one. I've got a really good one. This one's going to bring you in, and this one's going to bring a tear to your eye.
Uh-oh.
All right. A couple years back, And this actually involves Smitty and Breezy, which is really funny. Okay. All right. So a couple years back, I was judging an event. And it was a big Camaro show, and we were having a great time, and the show was going great. And I had a guy come up to me, and he was there, but he just wasn't happy. You can tell. Like, you can just look at his face and just tell he was not having a good time. And he come up to me, and the first thing he said is, you know, is that all you guys do with these car shows is sit on your butt and wipe on your cars all day?
I said, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's kind of the premise, you know. It's kind of what we do. And I said, man, you gotta socialize, you know. I mean, you know, so I'm supposed to be that guy. So, you know, I'm trying to wing him over. And he said, I just don't get it. He said, you spend all these money on these cars. That's all you do. And I said, well, you drive them and enjoy them. And I said, plus they're great investments, you know, and they make you happy. Put a smile on your face. This guy still kind of had the old poop face, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't think nothing about it. Hey, you can't win them all. So he walks off, and, you know, next thing you know, he's following me on social media. And, you know, it's no big deal. You know, after an event, I always get a ton of, you know, people following and things like that. And, you know, so I didn't think much about it, but he stuck out in my mind just because of his boot, his attitude, yep. You know? Mm-hmm. And this dude was in the military for a long time. I actually think he retired from the military. And anyway, so long story short, he sends me a message on Facebook. And he goes, I need you to call me. I just made a huge mistake. And I was intrigued about it. Like, why do you need to call me? So, reluctantly, I sent my number over. Told him, give me a buzz. He calls me up and he goes, man, I've just made the biggest mistake. He said, I did the dumbest thing ever. I said, what's that? He said, I just bought a 68 Camaro online. And I'm like, man, that's awesome, dude. I mean, I'm like, congratulations. He's never seen this car before. Oh. He just saw it online. And he lives in Myrtle Beach. He lives down by the coast. And this car was actually up here on, you know, this side of the world. And he told me, he said, will you do me a favor? He said, I'll pay you to do it. He said, will you go pick it up and show me or tell me how bad I screwed up? And he said, it's a running, driving car. And he said, supposedly. And he said, just let me know how bad I did. I mean, he's just down at the like, no, you know. I mean, I would be ecstatic if I knew I just bought a drop-top first-gen Camaro. Mm-hmm. So I called Smitty and Breezy. I was like, hey, Smitty and Breezy, you want to go pick up a Camaro? So we go right over. And lo and behold, the cutest little white 68 Camaro you've ever laid eyes on. The car didn't have a rust bubble on it. Just a clean, restored little car. Black top, black guts, automatic, 350. Just a cute little car. Had a nice set of American mags on it. Drove it back. I mean, the old car drove pretty good. So I get back to the shop, and I give him a call and let him know how his car did. I said, man, your car, like, got you a pretty nice little Camaro.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, come on. Really, what's going on? I said, I mean, you know, there's a few things I would change my taste about it, but I said, it's a nice car. And he said, well, it don't have air. I said, no, it doesn't have air. It's a drop top, you know. He said, well, I'd like to add air to it. And I said, well, we can fix you up. So we put him a nice vintage air unit on it. And we did a few other little odds and ends, but, I mean, nothing serious. I mean, it was just a nice Camaro. And it was so crazy. Like, this guy is the most un-car show guy you've ever met.
Yeah.
And now he owns a show car. So he gets this car, and we get it done, and I call him up, and he says, yeah, I want to get somebody to haul it back. And I'm like, no. We don't haul 68 Camaros back in springtime. Drop tops. I said, you need to get somebody to give you a ride up to Greenville, and you need to put the top down on this car and fill it up with gas and drive it. He said, you can do that? I said, I wouldn't have it if you couldn't.
Exactly.
I said, who knows? You might start smiling or something. I know it's crazy. So he picks the car up, you know, and he's kind of same mood. You know, I'm like, well, maybe it's how he is. You know, he's just that guy. And, you know, wrote me a check, complained about that, you know, just everything. And he leaves. You know, well, a few hours goes by. You know, I didn't hear anything from him, so I'm assuming the car's doing okay. A few hours later, I get a phone call. This guy is a changed man. And the only way that I can to paint you a picture, you ever seen Scrooge?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, like after all the ghosts of Christmas past and all that stuff, and like the next morning he wakes up and he's alive and he's like, mm-hmm, all excited. That's how this guy was acting.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I freaking love that car. He said, you know how many thumbs up I got in this thing? He said, girls hollering at me going down the road. He said, I'm an old man. I'm like, yeah, with that car though, I'm just saying. And he goes, man, I love this thing. This dude drives that car every day now. Literally, he sits in his garage with the top down. This guy goes to shows nonstop with it.
Yeah.
And I'm following him on social media, and I see everywhere, every weekend, that car somewhere. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love that. That right there is the reason that I do what I do.
That's the same, mm-hmm.
right? I love that right there. That guy is a fan for life. He told me, he said, man, he said, you know, spend all that money on these cars. And I told him, I said, I've never seen an armored car fall on a hearse. You can't take it with you. Enjoy it.
Exactly.
And he is having the time of his life. This guy's 70 years old mm-hmm. and loves that Camaro, drives it everywhere. And I love that. That's what I love about this is the happiness that these cars bring. And now this guy's Mr. Car Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm like, uh-huh. This is the same guy that was complaining about people just sitting on their butt in bag chairs and wiping mm-hmm. on cars. And now he's Mr. Car Show. And I love that story. Like, I love to be a part of that. And that I had a small part in dragging him over to the dark side because savings accounts are for suckers.
Yeah. Dude, when I get in my truck, man, hitting switches at the red light and stuff like that, and kids...
I love it, dude.
Kids throwing their thumbs up, and dads pointing and laughing. And
little old ladies clutching their purses.
Exactly. There's nothing better, dude. You could be having the worst day. You get in your little pride and joy and ride down the road, and that's it. You forget about everything.
Everything. Same way. If I'm having a bad day, 5 minutes in Malibu, I'm like instantly feeling better.
Exactly.
Yep, that's it. When you're, like you say, you're headed down your interstate or your local highway or pull up to a red light and people are just waving and thumbs up in you and whatever, or flagging you down to take pictures with the car or whatever.
I don't think that was a thumbs up they were giving you.
No, normally it is.
Wrong finger.
All depends on what I meant.
Must be a new howdy.
All depends on what I meant.
Dude, when I took Aiden for that ride, man. I talked about it a couple of weeks back, and we were sitting on White Horse Road, and I was hitting switches, and all the people was blowing the horns and stuff, and, you know, all the people around me made me feel good because they was filling my truck, but when I looked over there in that passenger seat, and that boy had a smile from ear to ear that you couldn't knock off with a ball bat, that right there made me feel better than anything else in this world.
I love it.
It's what it's all about, man. It's about family. It's about friendship. It's about camaraderie. It's about the cars. You know, it's a culture.
It is.
And we're so blessed to be a part of it. It all starts
with the professor giving you a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
You know, I'm an affectionate guy.
That's right.
Keep your hands to yourself, bud. You know, just stop. Lips.
It's a little bit about the cars, man, and a whole lot about...
At the end of the day, the cars are a byproduct.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, the cars are the bait, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, it's about the people. And then sooner or later, you don't realize they're bad tasting cars. It's about the people. You know? I mean, even if they do drive a Challenger.
It's not about the financial decisions.
The poor financial decisions that they made are driving Muradas.
Hey.
It's going to be on the road soon.
To be fair, I haven't driven it in quite a while.
Yeah.
Surprising.
You know what? It hasn't broke down in quite a while either, though. I'm just throwing that out there. Funny how those things work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, guys, that's what it's all about. I want to tell you something else. I want to thank everybody for playing along. It's been a fun show. I like this.
It has been a real fun show.
Guys, you've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.